Rise and shine, rise and grind. Welcome back to Clocked In with Corey. I am, of course, your host, Corey James, and this is the Life Development Podcast, where I discuss how to grow through what you're going to go through anyway by being clocked in and always working towards your dreams. You're hearing this the day after Memorial Day 2022, so I hope you had a fantastic, safe, and successful and celebratory Memorial Day. Cheers to all of those who have served, right? We appreciate you and respect and honor, right, to those who have lost their lives while serving. Now, this is episode 110 of the Clocked In podcast entitled Much is Tested. And let's dive straight in. So let's begin with a quote by Benjamin Lotter. And it says, yesterday's mistakes cannot affect today's possibilities unless you dwell upon them. So with that being said, what I'll say, what I'll continue with is that we will reflect, but we will not dwell, because we have to be focused forward. And that is what this community is all about. What I love of you and from you is how much each of you, you know, sends me messages and DMs and texts and, you know, all of the different social medias about how you're growing, about how you're facing the obstacles and the adversities, about how you're overcoming, about how you're developing a deeper understanding of what this life development really means for you, because it is unique for each and every one of us. But as a community coming together and sharing these ideas, we're able to have and experience accelerated growth, which is so much more powerful than facing it on your own. So to continue the theme of the episode, much is tested. I want to say that most of us have heard the saying, to whom much is given, much is tested. But as I've been meditating on the statement and really considering what it means, it's come to mind that we tend to resist or get upset by the tests because we aren't often enough reflecting on what has been given or what can be given in order to justify the test in the first place. In other words, a test without an assigned meaning just feels like a punishment at first reaction, right? Not response, but at first reaction. Because a response is more thoughtful, it's more intuitive, it's more considerate of the context. But a reaction, I think of a knee-jerk reaction, which can actually injure you just as much as being totally off guard. So let's talk about why it's rarely the case that the lessons that we're learning, that the experiences that we're having, are a punishment instead of the test that is meant to qualify us for that next level. So one thing that I consider is that every lesson is a launching pad. And at least for myself, personally reflecting on, let's say, the first move to California, right? Or the second move to California, or the move back to Texas. In any of those cases, there were absolutely tests that we had to overcome. There were things that we had to anticipate, right? We had to adjust to the new environments. We had to get creative about how we rebuilt our networks, who we spend our time with, right? Who we associate ourselves with. All these things were essential keys, and understanding that these lessons were launching pads that would bring us so much further into whatever our goals were, because we've been clear on the long term of where it is we aspire to be and where we aspire to find ourselves. And when you get to that point in life where you're mature enough, you're confident and capable enough and competent enough to see that all of these steps you're taking are leading you to that next step, that next level, that next floor. When you get to that point, I think it's a breakthrough moment. Now, number two is the opportunity to be tested assumes some degree of preparation. So even in the moments when you feel like, ah, man, this thing stings, I don't like this, this storm did not come at the time that I wanted it to come. Whenever you feel like, I'm not really excited or looking forward to this, that doesn't mean that you're not prepared. That does not mean that you haven't had experiences in your life that prepared you mentally, physically, spiritually, or emotionally for whatever it is that you're facing, but you may not have known that what you were going through was preparing you for what you have gotten to. Again, I'll say it again. You may not have known that what you were going through was meant to take you to what you have gotten through. But when you take a moment and reflect, when you take a moment and give yourself some grace, when you look forward and ask, does this or could this or how does this align with my greater goals? I think you'll be able to see not necessarily a fork in the road, but from a different vantage point and with a much better perspective of how these things come together. And number three is that growth requires stretching to reach new heights and new goals. But guess what? If you don't stretch, then growth is hard to come by. Or if you don't stretch, then now you may be reaching, but in a way that can cause injury, right? Based on the resistance without preparation, once again. So stretch, be open to being stretched. Right now I'm in a season in my life of saying yes to the things that align with my long-term vision, right? My long-term vision is at a 5-year goal and a 10-year goal, but everything that I'm experiencing, everything that I'm inviting into my life, if it does not align with my 5-year and or my 10-year goal, then I don't have time for it because it's not serving me. And if it's not serving me, then guess what? Moderation is key. I can only have it in moderation. And that honestly has been such a massive tool in every area that I found success in. Being willing to put limits and boundaries on the things that were not going to catapult me forward, right? The relationships that didn't help me to feel challenged, encouraged, or like the people that I was in relationships with were also seeking their own higher level goals. So again, stretching to me is saying yes to the things that scare you a little bit or that scare you a lot. It's leaning in and it's saying to yourself that this is a part of my journey and it's a core memory and a core statement and lesson and experience and opportunity in my journey because I decide that it is so. And I say again, for those of you who may be feeling overwhelmed, right, a little bit stressed, a little bit strained, a little bit stretched today, much is tested, but much has been given in order for you to be tested. So I hope that after you hear this episode, that you can reflect and be grateful for what you have been given, right? Even some of the things that you may not be the most excited about, but again, what you have been given. And I'll finish with this. It's a quote by Napoleon Hill, and he once said that strength and growth come only through continuous effort and struggle. So today, it may not be easy, but tomorrow you have the opportunity, we have the opportunity to see how what wasn't easy can still be essential, can still be worthwhile, and can still help us in the end to choose growth. As always, I love you. I support you. I want to see you win. I want to see you grow. And I believe in your ability to do so. I really do. But you must also believe in your ability to do so. And you must do the work. So go out, go be great, go lean into those challenges. Remember that every lesson is a launching pad. Remember that the opportunity to be tested assumes some degree of preparation. Remember that growth requires stretching to reach new heights and new goals. So you are much closer today to those new goals than you were without that test that you may now be experiencing. As always, it's Corey, and I look forward to hearing from you next time. Take care.